USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues over border security, both sides seem to be digging in their heels, as we hear from Republican Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
Well, you know, you've heard both sides, Trish. Democrats under Pelosi and Schumer have dug in. The president has dug in. The sides are pretty well drawn. I don't see a quick end to this, as Mark Meadows was saying. There's no in between on this.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and late word is that Congress will not be back in session until Monday. A major winter storm is affecting travel for millions of Americans. Interstates in Kansas and Nebraska were shut down due to blizzard-like conditions. And as that storm moves east, folks in Minnesota and Wisconsin can expect to see up to a foot of snow. Meanwhile, after an up-and-down day on Wall Street, the Dow was up 260 points to close at 23,138. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
First-time jobless claims have hit rock bottom.
The number of workers filing first-time unemployment benefit claims fell to a 49-year low last week. The Labor Department reporting that 216,000 workers filed those first-time claims. Economists had forecast an increase to about 217,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Crews in New York City are getting ready for the celebration on New Year's Eve. Now, along with a lot of that planning, we're also starting to see an increased police presence in New York City. James O'Neill is a New York Police Department police commissioner. He tells Fox News you need to always be on alert.
Pay attention to what's going on around you. You know, not just on New Year's Eve, but each and every day. Maybe take off your headphones, stop talking into your phone, look around you, and if there's, you see something out there that doesn't look right, dial 911, flag down a cop, because everybody's got a responsibility here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
In a video that's gone viral, Renee Abeda is a Colorado resident. Now, she noticed someone outside her home stealing her package that she had ordered from Amazon. She continues with what happened next.
Well, I saw somebody through one of my windows with an Amazon package, so I thought she was a delivery person. So I went out my front porch, and there was no package. So I thought, oh, my gosh, something's wrong. And I decided to look at my Amazon cart, couldn't find anything. Then I realized, I went out front and realized that the lady had, she was taking my package up through the park. So I got in my car with my phone, and I went around the park and stopped and found her.
Abeda continues on Fox News what happened when she confronted the lady who stole her package.
At first, she's just like, hold on, I got it, I'll give it back. She said she denied it, and she said she took it. Then she said she took it because she was homeless. And I said, that is no reason to be stealing off people's porches.
About 5% of Americans will see a bigger paycheck next week. 22 states, including the District of Columbia, will raise the minimum wage on December 31st or January 1st. What is unknown, though, is the long-term effects on the economy as more and more states are eliminating jobs or to compensate with the minimum wage increases, raising their prices on certain goods and services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.